is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Threats to the Gaza ceasefire as Israeli police investigate explosions on three empty buses near Tel Aviv. No claim of responsibility, but it came hours after Hamas returned what it said were the remains of four Israeli hostages. DNA testing showed Shiri Bibas, mother of two young boys who died, was not among them. Professor of Middle Eastern Studies, Stephen Zunis.
The bottom line is that it's wrong to kill children. It's wrong to kidnap people. It's wrong to manipulate the emotions of those in returning the remains of loved ones, and it's an ongoing tragedy all around.
President Trump has scored again in federal court in his bid to slash the number of government employees. CBS's Erica Brown.
President Trump addressed Republican governors in Washington on the heels of a legal victory that could clear the way for mass firings of federal employees.
By the way, where do we go into the Education Department? We haven't even done that.
On Thursday, U.S. District Judge Christopher Cooper, an Obama appointee, ruled unions representing the federal workers must bring their case before the Federal Labor Relations Authority rather than a federal district court.
Lawmakers in Washington pulled an all-nighter before Republicans pushed through funding to provide new transportation, says it needs for mass deportations, the vote, after Democrats staged a voterama. Elizabeth Warren's proposal dead on arrival.
My amendment says anyone who earns more than $10 million a year won't get a tax cut in the new Republican budget. And I want to know if Republicans will agree to that.
Six prison workers in upstate New York have been indicted on second-degree murder charges in the beating death of an inmate. CBS's Matt Piper.
Robert Brooks Sr. died the day after he was transferred from one prison to another in December. His death was ruled a homicide after body camera video showed officers punching him while he was handcuffed. The officers were seen hitting Brooks in the chest with a shoe and lifting him up by his neck and then dropping him.
Some of those officers appeared in court in handcuffs. Texas Attorney General wants the NCAA to take its transgender policy a step further. Ken Paxton's asking a state court to require gender screening for college athletes to make sure no biological men wind up playing on women's teams. The NBA season's over for one of the biggest names in basketball. San Antonio's Victor Wembanyama's been diagnosed with deep vein thrombosis. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
A clot in a blood vessel in the shoulder is unusual in a young athlete. There are a number of possible causes, including stress from repetitive upper extremity movement, perhaps on top of some mechanical obstruction to the flow of blood.
Dow futures up 42. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In response to federal directives, Gateway Technical College has eliminated its Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office. The move comes as educational institutions face the potential loss of federal funding for maintaining race-based programs. Gateway President Dr. Ritu Raju emphasized in a statement that while the decision was difficult, it was necessary to safeguard federal support. A basement fire to start the week, a duplex exploded midweek, and now another fire. This one west of the eye. There was a major response in Racine County last night with crews from all over called a Union Grove for a house fire. It was a vacant home ablaze with nearby houses evacuated due to the strength and growth of the fire. Like with the other responses this week, DPW is called in to salt where water had turned to ice. A cause of the fire last night isn't known. There's also still an investigation into the cause of the duplex that blew up in Racine this week. Two people did survive that blast. Cancel that traffic alert. Mount Pleasant officials say due to weather, they're going to delay the work that was to start next week on Newman Road. It was going to begin Monday and last a few weeks. The updated information says work will now start in April. The world's richest man might be paying for some of the local TV commercials on your tube. You can learn more about the Musk media efforts in the state Supreme Court online. Go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks rallied in the fourth quarter, went on to beat the LA Clippers 116 to 110. After the game, players like Damian Lillard reacting to the news that Bobby Portis has been suspended 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug policy.
Obviously, it's a hit to our team. We're all professionals, and we know that we got to hold it down for him and make sure that we stay on track for when he does come back. You know, I think it'll make us a better team because we'll have to find a way without him.
The Bucks face the Wizards in Washington tonight. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road against Villanova. Head coach Shaka Smart on how guard Stevie Mitchell has improved in his time with the Golden Eagles.
He was defending, he was flying around, he was bringing an incredible spirit and energy. That was his freshman year when he really didn't know what he was doing yet. Now he's a senior, he's more seasoned, he's way more confident, more secure, and we're absolutely going to need him to be at his best down the stretch.
That's Marquette coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Happy Friday. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low near 10 above. Very similar for Saturday. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. And then warming up quite a bit on Sunday into the upper 30s. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Some things sound like they make sense. And then I think about them too much. And it sort of unravels. When somebody says, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. I'm like, yeah, I know what that means. That makes sense. But then I thought about it too much, and I reversed it. And then it didn't make sense. You know, like the opposite would be, I would touch that with a 10-foot pole. You would touch that with a 10-foot pole? I would definitely touch that with a 10-foot pole, for sure. Okay, because that's not that different than not touching it with the 10-foot pole.
No, it is different. No, I'm saying, I would touch it with the 10-foot pole. I would poke it and, you know, sort of make contact with it, and I'm touching the poles. I happen to have a 10-foot pole with me.
Are you like a pole vaulter who's walking around and you're just going to touch stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Fine. The Beatles, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen, 6:09 on a Friday morning, 1 month from springtime. Isn't that hard to believe? Now, when it hits spring, it's not going up to 70 degrees a month from today. It doesn't work like that. People say, it's springtime. Why isn't it 75 degrees? It doesn't work like that. But at least we're getting there, right? 1 month ago. I like it. Well, this guy puts me to shame. An 81-year-old guy in Florida is training to compete in the World Ironman competition. He was the oldest person there competing. Now, this is not his first rodeo. It's the 20th time he's done it. He's 81 years old. I am ashamed. I really am. All right, Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in. Then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Otis Redding died here in Wisconsin at a plane crash in Lake Monona. He was supposed to appear that night at a little concert venue, small concert venue, not like today where they have a big concert venue, a small club. And there was a band there playing, and I forget the name of the band. It was a really ghastly name. I forget the name of the band. I'm trying to remember what it was. Really, it was a bad name. They later changed their name to Cheap Trick. But that's who was there that night. They didn't know Otis Redding. They just thought he was late. They didn't know he died in the plane crash. And the band just played on that night. Nobody knew that Otis Redding had passed away in a plane crash in Lake Monona. 6:13, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Sunshine today. As a matter of fact, sunshine right through the weekend. Sunny with a high near 26 today. Clear tonight, lows 10. Sunny with a high near 29 tomorrow. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 36. The big melt is coming. We're going to have temperatures in the mid-40s next week. That sounds good, huh?
I love, I love, I love my calendar girl. Yeah, sweet calendar girl. I love, I love, I love my calendar girl. Each and every day of the year. January, you start the year off. Glow when you're on the beach.
you steal the show. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little talent, the girl, every day of the
Calendar Girl, 616, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN on a Friday morning. A weekend's coming around. Can't wait. We have tickets to give away next week. We'll have a whole bunch of tickets to give away to Gabriel Iglesias. Very funny guy. Mr. Fluffy. He's coming to the Wisconsin State Fair this summer. We've got tickets to give away to that. Plus, we've got tickets to give away to the Racine Theater Guild production that opened last night called In This Corner, Cassius Clay. I'm going to see it tomorrow. I have my tickets for tomorrow. And next week, we're giving away tickets to that as well. So, hey, we're giving away lots of stuff here at WRJN. Just got to listen to win. Hey, this is odd but true. One of the original names that Twitter founders considered for their product at one time was Friend Stalker. What a bad name for a product, isn't it? Wow. All right, coming up, we got Pete Schwabe now with the Entertainment Beat. Take it away, Pete.
On your Entertainment Beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Beverly Hills cops were called into action recently when actress Nicole Kidman and her country music star husband Keith Urban had their Beverly Hills place broken into. Hopefully they have renter's insurance. The Beverly Hills Police Department says the break-in was most likely part of a rash of burglaries from a South American gang that has been hitting Southern California. The gang was recently nabbed by the BHPD, probably led by Axel Foley. It's hard to anticipate how the Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama will unfold when all is said and done. They are exchanging lawsuits over incidents stemming from the set of It Ends With Us. Feeling smug and confident, Ryan Reynolds made a joke about the situation on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary, but it appears to have backfired. Apparently, the cute power couple were given the snub at the after parties by many attendees for making light of a sensitive situation. I'm not sure who did what to whom, but Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, kind of annoying. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bob and weave through the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their chocolate chip cannoli kringle. This exceptional kringle creation has a delicious cannoli cream filling layered with premium chocolate chips. O&H tops it with vanilla bean icing, sprinkle with toasted almonds, and more chocolate chips. It's an O&H kringle you don't want to miss. So do stop in and enjoy it this week. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Celebrate any occasion with a timeless gift. From a beautiful necklace to a dazzling diamond engagement ring to a stunning, one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure. Von Hassel Jewelers offers the perfect way to make someone feel special. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
'71 the year, Lee Michaels, Do You Know What I Mean? Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Good morning. It is going to be a sunshiny day today with a high near 26. That may not sound good, but compared to what we had recently, it sounds fantastic. Look for a clear night tonight. Lows around 10, sunny with a high near 29 tomorrow. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 36. It's clear and 11 degrees right here at Radio Park. Well, when you've been doing something for a while, pretty much everything men do starts to annoy you, right, women? All right. According to the survey, here are the top things men do that annoy women the most. Never admitting they're wrong, hogging the remote, snoring, not listening, never doing housework, and staring at other women. And that's the short list. I'm sure there's a longer list somewhere around here. I'll look for it. Hey, servants, servants, what a wonderful world.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took.
Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. People always say, when you're married, you can just live on love, right? Wrong. A study found it costs you $381,000 to have a happy marriage. That includes spending about $7,750 a year for 45 years on date nights, gifts, vacation, and lingerie. Nothing is free. You can't live on love, right? All right. Freddie and the Dreamers, remember these guys?
Hear the happy feet dancing to the beat of the Freddie. Put a guy in front, make a line in back, then you're ready.
Ready.
Yeah. Stick your feet up, swing your arms up to move your head both ways like you see me do. Then jump, repeat, do the swinging beat to the Freddie.
Made a movie, Freddy of the Dreamers. I'm trying to remember what the name of the movie was. I gotta look it up. Yeah, they actually made a movie. Because at that time, the Beatles made A Hard Day's Night and the Dave Clark Five, Having a Wild Weekend, Jerry and the Pacemakers had a movie called Ferry Across the Mersey. I'm trying to think who else had movies out back then. Herman's Hermits had two movies out. They had a film called Hold On and Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. So Freddy and the Dreamers put a movie out. I'm not sure it was successful. Well, I'll look up the name in just a second. I'll find it for you. That was going to bother me. Yeah, I can't think of it right now. Speaking about names, I got a list of celebrities here who have slightly tweaked their names, like Michael J. Fox. He was born Michael A. Fox, but he had to change it to Michael J. Fox because there already was an actor in the Screen Actors Guild named Michael A. Fox. Oprah Winfrey, she was born Orpah Winfrey. Sigourney Weaver was born Susan Weaver. Meryl Streep, nice name, but she was born Mary Streep. Now, Barbara Streisand was born Barbara Streisand, but she spells it now B-A-R-B-R-A. Back when she was a kid, it was spelled B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Got to keep that straight here. Jennifer Aniston has a long name, and I'm not even going to butcher it here, but it just looks like a long Greek name. Garth Brooks was born Troil. Garth Brooks. Troil was his first name. I was born Don Rosen. Actually, Donald. So, actually, I wasn't. Actually, I was born Dean Rosen. It's a whole long story there. When I was born, I was named Dean, but there was a family squabble or something over the name and whatever. So I left the hospital with my mom and my dad with no name. My birth certificate has no name on it, just my last name, Rosen. So on the back of it's handwritten, Donald Stephen. So years later, I go to get a passport and bring this birth certificate, and they say, this is no good. I had to get a new birth certificate. It had my name on it. But yeah, thanks, Mom. Do appreciate the late naming. But there was some squabble over Dean. They didn't like it. They had to use the name Donald. It was something in the family. It was a family curse. I don't know, something like that. It's 6:30 on the noggin right now. Let's check news, see what's going on this morning. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A woman who worked at a child care center in Racine County has been arrested for possession of child sex abuse materials. 30-year-old Crystal Lockman worked at the Bright and Beautiful Christian Child Care Center in Union Grove. She was taken into custody after investigators served a search warrant at her home. She's since been fired from her job. Police say they have no indications that any children at the daycare were harmed. The investigation is ongoing. Financial aid for students shouldn't be impacted with the news out of Gateway. The Technical College yesterday announced they're getting rid of their Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. It follows guidance from the U.S. Department of Education. The Gateway president says the decision was made to ensure the continuity of key federal funding. No pets at Petland were harmed after smoke filled the store last night. An electric issue apparently was to blame. There's more about that response last night today at RacineCountyEye.com. The machines helping with harm reduction are fully operational in Racine and Kenosha. Health officials remind people that the harm reduction vending machines with Narcan are constantly filled and never sit empty. The Racine machines are at the Transit Center, Public Library, and the Bryant Community Center. In Kenosha, you can find them in several places, including at the Job Center and the WIC office. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, the entries have all arrived for the upcoming U.S. Championship Cheese event in Green Bay. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. And they'll slowly make their way from the staging location in Little Chute up to the Rush Expo Center in Green Bay. That's where the competition will be held March 4th through the 6th. Kirsten Strominger is the coordinator of logistics for the big event and says the Rush Expo Center was handpicked for a couple reasons.
Sure. So some unique things that you may not think of that we need is we need a facility that has one really good lighting. The judges need great lighting to be able to see the cheese well and give proper evaluations. And not only that, but we need a facility that has at least three loading docks that we can use because we store all of these cheese entries on refrigerated trailers that we have that are on the docks all week. So different aspects of an event that you just might not think of, that we need good access to loading docks because of the semis that we have there.
There you go. A few details from behind the scenes on the upcoming U.S. Championship Cheese Contest happening March 4th through the 6th at the Resch Expo Center in Green Bay from contest organizer Kirsten Strominger with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association.
You've heard about Lely Center Monroe and how Lely Robotics can improve your dairy operation. Now's your chance to see it firsthand. You're invited to view it all in full action at an open house at Burnell Martin's Dairy Farm Wednesday, March 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Fenimore. Discover how this operation started with three Lely Astronaut A5 robotic milking systems. And in 2024, increase production per cow per day while reducing the cost of labor. Register and enter for a free cow brush at Lely.com.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Oh, and by the way, if you're wondering about the volume of cheese and dairy products that they're moving around for that U.S. Championship cheese event, you should know that Kirsten told me they've got 117 pallets of dairy products absolutely full at their staging location in Little Chute. 31 states have submitted at least one entry this year. And remember, they've expanded classes to include things like sour cream dips. The U.S. Championship Cheese Contest, which will, by the way, be open to the public March 4th through the 6th at the Rush Expo Center. I'm PM Yankee.
Happy Friday. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low near 10 above. Very similar for Saturday. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. And then warming up quite a bit on Sunday into the upper 30s. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Only God pulls the plug on me. I tell my family all the time, absolutely, yes. And at some point, there's going to be that woman that walks in the room. There's always that woman just walking. You know what? Kevin would not want to live this way. You falcon punch that witch right in the throat. You just grab her. I read this one story. This one woman, she was comatose. She was in the hospital. And she came back to life and started breathing again moments after her family pulled the plug. Had to make for some pretty uncomfortable conversation in that hospital room. Right after, when she came back, like, whoa! This is amazing! I can't believe you all were here waiting for me, my family. I love you so much. What have you guys been up to? Nothing, Mom, nothing. You weren't looking so good, Mom. Frankie, unplug your iPhone. You're at 85%. Unplug it.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. An echo in the wind of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering. Silence.
Sounds of Silence, Simon and Garfunkel. That was from the movie soundtrack album, also to The Graduate, which was a big movie back in 1967. Hey, you think you got troubles? This woman gave birth, and when she got home from the hospital, her boyfriend had run off with her mother. They'd all been living together. Now her boyfriend and her mom are living at a new place about 30 miles away. Wow. And you think you're having a bad day, huh? Whoa. Imagine finding that out with a newborn in your arm. 640, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This is from the Broadway musical and the movie Hair. Here's Oliver. Good morning, Starshine.
Ooh.
News Time. Let's hit to WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 26. Clear tonight. Lows around 10. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 29. Partly sunny with a high near 36 on Sunday. Right now it's clear. It's 11 degrees at Radio Park. Hey, do you want to know when and how you're going to die? According to a survey, only 1% of people want the ability to find that out and see the rest of their future as well. The majority of people don't want any spoilers about the future. Now, I don't want to know when I die, but I'd like to know what people are going to say about me after I die. That's what I'm curious about. So if I could just see that, I don't want to know the date. I just want to know what they're going to say about me. So I don't know what I'm going to do with that information. I don't know if I'm going to get even with them now while I'm alive. I'm not sure. All right, here comes Jerry and the Pacemakers now.
How do you do what you do to me? I wish I knew. If I knew how you do it to me, I'd do it to you. How do you do what you do to me? I am feeling blue. Wish I knew how you do it to me, but I haven't a clue. You give me a feeling in my heart, like an arrow passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart, but won't you tell me?
During the Pacemakers. Local news, Tamless Hits, WRJN. It is 6:46. Good morning. Hope you're enjoying your day so far. You're running late for work? Got a few excuses you could possibly use. One I wouldn't use. But here's some of the worst excuses people have used for being late to work. Some may work for you. My cat got stuck in the toilet. I got a hairbrush stuck in my hair. That can work. I had a really scary nightmare. And I had to go to the hospital because I put super glue in my eye instead of saline solution. I don't think I'd use that one. But the others, you know, that's a possibility. It's 6:47 at WRJN.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Feast Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Venus, wasn't that like some kind of leg shaver commercial theme song too? I think they use it on a commercial like that. It's 6:53. Denise Lockwood, founder of Racine County Eye, is going to be our guest on Monday. But I wanted to do a quickie reminder about a show coming up at the Memorial Hall here in Racine called the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. It's not this weekend, it's next weekend, but I want to give you a heads up on in case you're doing your planning now. I want you to put in your phone on the calendar date, March 1st and 2nd, so you don't forget. And you say, Don, you should have reminded me. Well, now I'm reminding you. Denise, hey, good. Thanks for calling and checking in with us this morning. What is, explain what the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo is.
Thrive is a two-day event. It's actually, the primary purpose is how do we help people be healthy, wealthy, and wise, right? So this is part of Racine County Eye's mission. We have a home show, and we threw in some wellness components because, you know, our bodies and our homes are some of the most important things that we have in our lives, right? And we want to make sure that we're investing in our health and our wellness and also in our homes so that they are there for us in perpetuity.
You know, it's funny you mention that because piece by piece over the years, we've been, every year we do another replacement in the house somewhere, walls and ceilings, we change doors and floors, porches. You do it one at a time and you can get basically, I mean, our house is over 110, 114 years old. So you got to keep replacing stuff. In other words, it's going to crumble around you. But this is a good idea because a lot of people don't realize it. You know, homes need maintenance and they need replacement parts. Same like the human body, too. We need replacement.
Exactly.
I mean, I got a heart valve in here, a replacement part.
I tried to prevent that, my friend. I've got congestive heart failure. I'm right there with you. But you know what? So some of the vendors that are going to be attending, we've got kind of your normal, like, home show kind of vendors. But we also threw in things like a chiropractor and Fred Astaire dance studio, too. So they'll be there, too. They really kind of, like, that movement of how you use your space in your house. So we're going to have a number of panel discussions from first-time home buying to mindfulness, right? And then we're going to cap. We've got three panel discussions on Saturday, three panel discussions on Sunday. Both days, the ending, you guys are going to want to be there through the end of the day because we're also going to have a little demonstration from Fred Astaire Dance Studio that, you know, we can have some fun and not only move well, but have healthy homes as well, too.
Oh, boy. Dancing, huh?
I know. Dancing. You know, get Mrs. Rosen on the floor. There you go, right?
Mrs. Rosen can probably dance. Mr. Rosen looks like a jerk when he's on the dance floor. Because you know why? Because I'm 6'3", and big people tend to look kind of gooky and quirky out there on the dance floor, and just it's not a good scene for somebody 6'3", but you know.
Right. So I mean, we've got everything from Jim's garage door.
I know.
To, we've got Home Harbor, some Matrix basement systems, Empire Home Remodeling, Mathers Home Improvements. We've got all these really great people and experts in the room that can help you address any problem areas in your home, and also, you know, just have a great life in your house.
You know, it's funny. People should go through their homes in the next week and take a look at what's going on there. We had one of the steps in our basement. Now, again, a house is old, and it was kind of loose, and we're looking for a lawsuit if, you know, somebody goes down to our basement. So we had our guy come in, and he replaced it. He said, you know, these are the original steps from 114 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So I guess one or two are ready for replacement. But go through your house. Look at the walls. Are they cracked? Are they bowed? Look at the flooring. You know, look at the doors, too. Is there air coming in there that shouldn't be coming in right now? Take a look at all this stuff. Take a look at the bathroom.
Yeah.
We just had our bathroom completely remodeled because it was old and it was looking old. And it's not as expensive as you might think sometimes. You know, big bathroom. Talk to an expert. Sometimes they don't have to do a complete remodel. They could do something a little less expensive for you. But take stock of your house, take stock of your body, and go to the show and do your checklist.
Exactly. So you guys will be there, WRJN and Racine County Eye. We actually are going to be featuring a lot of the content that we've been really deep diving into around housing and home buying, but also, you know, how do you care for your home? Some of DIY things, some things you don't want to do DIY, right? So we have a whole panel discussion around what should you do DIY, what what should you not DIY, right?
Well, here's my thing. If a screw is loose or something, call the guy. I don't, this is very honest. When I first got married, I told my wife, I am not a handyman. Just so you know that. I don't do this. Well, my father could build anything, but it never kind of played well with me. I just was not a handyman. So.
Yeah. So there's a running kind of not joke in our family with Mr. Denise. And Mr. Denise is an IT guy, but he is a very good fixer-upper kind of guy, but he has some limitations, and we do not talk a lot about that.
I can't believe you call him Mr. Denise.
I know. It's a very much a term of endearment, not a put-down at all.
Mr. Denise. That's good. All right, quick review here. This is the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. Now, this is at Memorial Hall, not Festival Hall, correct?
Correct.
Okay, this is at Memorial.
Yeah, and it runs on, so Saturday, you're going to want to make sure you understand the time frame. So it's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, March 1st, and 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday, March 2nd.
And the admission price?
It's actually $2, but if you bring us a can of food, a non-perishable item, we're going to donate to the Racine County Food Bank, and it's free.
All right. That's not bad.
Hey, who eats free?
Yeah. Okay, so that one more time, the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. It's not this weekend. It's next weekend, March 1st and 2nd, at Memorial Hall. Not Festival. The same parking lot. But Memorial Hall is where it's going to be held. So it should be a nice weekend. I checked the weather. Looks good. And get out there and take stock of your house and your body this week, and then bring your checklist to the show and see what happens. Now, Denise, you'll be back with me on Monday in studio, right?
We have a lot of things to unpack,
yeah. Uh-oh.
Hope the news has been heavy.
Oh, hope my name's not part of it. It's like when the old joke was when 60 Minutes shows up at your door and knocks, close the door and lock it. Don't talk to Mike Wallace. <You know? laughs> There's nothing good. Now you do it with Dateline. You know, when Dateline shows up again, well, quick, shut the door. All right, go to your meeting. I'll talk to you Monday.
All right. Take care.
Okay, Denise Lockwood, founder of Racine County I, right here at WRJN, where it's exactly 7 o'clock.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup.